Good morning. We're continuing with the Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Chachaf Aleph, where we talked about the Malach of Gozes, and we did a Siman Hey, which raises the issue of a person combing their hair. Combing their hair, we said, is possibly considered Dabra Mechavan, that the purpose of combing is to tear out the hairs, and that's the idea that the Rav Wash said. On the other hand, we said maybe they're not. It's not considered that the person is. It's not dabra mechavan. He's not trying to tear out the hairs, but it's psik resha. It's something which we can say with fair confidence that is going to happen. And we then discussed: is it psik resha de nichole or psik resha de lo nichole? Psik resha de lo nichole. The Orif says it's mutter, and Tosis, who says that it is usher, agrees it's only derabanan. Psik resha de nichole is elevated to the level of a deraisa. Then we discuss if it's melacha shen tzricha l'gufa. So if we look at removing the hair as melacha shen tzricha l'gufa, we now come to the following question. Can you ask an anju, a woman who forgot to comb her hair, and she has to go to the mikvah, can she ask a non-Jew to comb out her hair? Is that mutter or not? So we discussed Amir Lakum on a malacha, albeit the malacha genus yulagupa. We argue that you say malacha, that's shus to shus b'malka mitzvah. Over here, the command to the non-Jew is comb the hair. Combing the hair is not the malacha. The malacha is the knots which are there, which or the loose hairs which get pulled out through the combing process. She never told the non-Jew to pull out the hairs, but it's a psik resha to pull out the hairs. So is there any samir lakum on an action which in and of itself is permitted? It's only also because it's a psik resha. Is there any samir lakum on a psik resha? So we mentioned this idea before, that this actually, Mishabur said, there's no samir lakum on a psik resha. And the two explanations which are given, Mishabur says it because psik resha, then it's not a mechaben. It has a halachic status of a mechaben. Every person is doing it with intent. But the reality is, it's not the same. So it's not such a chamerdika type of an activity. And therefore, Chazal did not create the isser of the emir la'akum in such a situation. That was the explanation that Mishabura gives in Siman Reishon and Gimel. However, we mentioned a second explanation that since the concept of Amir Lakum is based on the idea of Shlichus, that the Jew is asking the non-Jew to do something, Midaraisa, a non-Jew, there's no concept of Shlichus by a non-Jew. The Chiddush of the Torah of proxy, that I can create somebody who will stand in my stead and create the effect, do some type of an effect, and says if I did it, is only the Shlich is a Jewish Shlich. So a man can be mekadosh a woman through kedusha, through a shliach. So Reuven tells Shimon to go be mekadosh Leah for Reuven. So Shimon walks over to Leah and says, "I'm being mekadosh for Reuven." She says, "Excuse me, who are you?" He says, "I'm a shliach." Ah. He says, "But he's not doing it." No, shul shalom kamoisa. The person shliach is the same as him. Midaraisa, that's only by Jew. So when a non-Jew does work for Jew in Shabbos, it's nothing. Midarabanan gave it a status of shlichus. That's how Rashi explains Masechta Shabbos, the concept of the Isser Mir Lakum, because we gave the non-Jew a status of shlichus, midarabanan. It's as if the Jew was doing the work. That's only if the Jew asked him to do the work. So if the non-Jew was doing it because the Jew asked him, the Jew is held responsible for that work. The Jew asked the non-Jew to comb the hair. He didn't ask her the non-Jew to rip out hairs. It's inevitable, but that's not what he commanded him. So we say that the Amir Lakum is limited to what he told the goy to do. And there's nothing wrong with what he told the goy to do. The tzibur is not a malach inherently, except for the fact that it's a psikresha. That's why there's no din of Amir Lakum on a psikresha, no isra of Amir Lakum on a psikresha. See, if we look at coming here, like the Rav Wash says, is if the person intentionally is trying to pull out the hairs. So then you ask the goy to pull out hairs. That's a problem. If you do not accept the Rav Wash and say, no, it's not a machaven, it's a davar sheni miskaven, But and then you see them, it's still also because it's a psik ratio. So that'll explain why it's also by a Jew. Because it's not makavim, but it's a psik ratio, but that would not make it also by a goy. So Mir Lakum, you could ask a non-Jew to come out to here, because it's only a case of psik ratio, not a direct command. That would be mutter. So you're not, you don't have to come out to Shum, so Shum's a welcome mitzvah. The point is, there's no mitzvah Mir Lakum, because on a psik ratio. So that's assumption. Many poskim, Rav Adya talks about it, others talk about it, that we could assume, not like the Rav Wash, this is called the Rosh Hashanah Miskaven, and even though we will agree that it's considered a psik ratio, but that would not preclude it, it's a Ramir Lakum. So in regards to the question, can a woman ask the non-Jew to comb her hair Friday night if she forgot to do so? She can do that. Many poskim agree to that, and that Rav Adya is on record in a few places that is true. Have a good day.